with Elder Care. We'll check in with Jennifer in just a moment.
Complete orthopedic care with a collaborative approach. Tulsa Bone and Joint and Jane Phillips Medical Center have teamed up to deliver a proactive approach for the prevention, care, and treatment of all bone and joint injuries. Depend on our compassionate surgeons and medical staff for all your family's orthopedic needs. Call today for your appointment, 918-214-8232. Tulsa Bone and Joint of Bartlesville and Jane Phillips Medical Center, working together to keep you on the move.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and as we mentioned, Jennifer Ennis is in from Elder Care, and an opportunity for us to spend a little bit of time, see what's going on in and around the community and all the services and programs of Elder Care. And let's see, 2017, I'll bet you're already making plans for a barbecue.
Oh, we are already making plans for the barbecue. For those of you who are familiar, it comes in May.
Yep.
So in
Mother's
order
Day
to,
weekend.
Yeah, in order to get it done and be there when we're ready to see you guys out there. There's a lot of planning involved. And so we're actually kicking off our first planning meeting this Friday for our wonderful committee that's volunteered. But some of us behind the scenes already up and doing things.
Yeah,
so.
I'm sorry. It takes a lot of planning, a whole lot of people doing their job well in advance in order for everybody to fit under that tent and have a good time.
Absolutely. But every year we're so fortunate, it seems to work out very well. And the community support, the company supports that we have, it just makes it so much easier. And it's always fun. I mean, we always, there are days where you think, oh, goodness, we've got to start this again. But by the end of it, we have a blast out there. We really do. And so I feel blessed to be a part of it. And you know, we just kind of do it. And so if you are interested in coming, go ahead and mark your calendars already. It's Mother's Day weekend.
Yep. Typically the second Saturday. It may or may not be, but typically it is the second Saturday of May. So come on out and have a good time.
Yeah, this year it is the second Saturday of May. And so it's going to be a great time. And if you were a previous sponsor of our The Good, The Bad, The Barbecue, and you're interested in doing that again, we'd love to hear from you. If you are a new company or even individual and you're looking to sponsor either a table or some part of the barbecue, we're looking for that already, so feel free to call us.
I was talking with a friend not all that long ago. Last year was his first time going, and he said, now, when is that again? And so, I mean, people make their plans early for that one.
They do, and the great thing is last year, you know, we launched a website to kind of make sure that you could check up on any upcoming details or anything, and that's already been updated. And so if you want to go, it's eldercarebbq.org, and it would take you there. It's going to have the date. It's going to have information about the band. That's a place that you can go and purchase tickets. As we get closer, you can do it now if you'd like to. Or as you get closer, you can buy tickets online. You can buy a reserve table of eight online. So we're trying to develop that each year, give more information to individuals. So if they just want to do a quick little glance, they can check out that website.
All right. Check it out and make your calendar, put it in your phone, mark the calendar on the wall, tell your friends, and take a table of eight.
Absolutely. Come out, enjoy some barbecue, check out the auction items, do a little dancing. It's a great time.
It is a fun time, and it all goes to support the programs of Elder Care, and it is your major fundraiser of the year. I know it's not the only one, but it's the major fundraiser of the year, and if it were not for that, whatever goes on at Elder Care wouldn't be the same.
That's true. I mean, we do rely on the good, the bad, the barbecue pretty heavily for a lot of our resources, and so we're blessed that because of the community support, we get to continue all 14 of our programs that we have, whether they're small or big. You know, we've been just so fortunate to be able to do that and see a lot of them grow and maybe change a little bit. So we're pretty excited. You know, one of our biggest programs that I think has really kind of slowly started changing here in the last year is our Daybreak program, actually.
It has.
You know, it's a foundation program. It's been around the whole time that Elder Care was among
the original things that made Elder Care what it is.
Exactly. But Daybreak is, you know, that adult day health center where people can come Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Most people kind of come like 8 to 2 or 3, but you can stay the whole day.
Okay.
You get breakfast, lunch, a snack. We can provide transportation. But really what's kind of changed this year is a lot of our participants are getting a much more involved by going out in the community. So some of our people will stay on site and some will want to go to the mall and walk around. And so we provide transportation or we do little kind of, we call them field trips. We're not really sure what else to call them, but that's what they are. And we leave the facility, we go to Tulsa, or we go somewhere in the surrounding area, take a tour somewhere. So it's really started to develop. We're working as an intergenerational program. So we've had some preschools come, and we've had kind of days with them where we've done crafts, and we've been, our participants have been able to tell stories and read. And so that's been a really fun little program that we're slowly building. Mm-hmm. But, you know, another thing I've noticed this year is we're becoming much more diverse. We're a very diverse kind of clientele that come. And so that just makes, everyone has so many different interests. Mm-hmm. And so you can come and talk to someone from a different walk of life, or you can participate and somebody can teach you something new to do. In fact, yesterday we had a basket weaving class. Golden Opportunities did, and Daybreak joined us. And Robert Lewis from the Cherokee Nation, he came down. He was teaching us some traditional basket weaving. And one of our Daybreak participants, her name's Catherine, he knew her. Actually, he was telling us that she's a Cherokee Nation treasure. And so she's actually this world-renowned kind of, or you know, mm-hmm. basket weaver. And she actually got up and helped teach the class instead of just participating. And so she does that over a Daybreak. She'll kind of talk about her basket weaving classes. And people have got to pick up that skill that otherwise they would have never known.
And I've done a little bit of it probably as a youngster, but not certainly not on any scale other than just some basic, this is how you do it. But, yeah, it's fun.
It is. Well, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, she's been able to talk about that skill. We have a gentleman who does a little woodworking. He's been teaching another gentleman a little bit about that. And so it's really fun to see everyone from so many walks of life come in, and they're participating, and they're becoming friends with everyone. And that's what Daybreak's about. It's about getting out of your home, not being isolated. It's winter time. It's cold. People, after the holidays, kind of go through this little depression for a while where mm-hmm. they got lots of cards in the mail. They got to see family. It was kind of an overload of emotion and people. And then things kind of go back to real life. And you kind of see this midwinter blues coming on.
Yeah.
And Daybreak can help fight that. I mean, if that's where you're at and you're thinking, okay, great, I miss people. I didn't think I'd ever say that, but I do. Then Daybreak can be a place that you come once a week or twice a week and be around people and get to create friendships and do something different than just sitting in front of the TV.
You never know who you're going to find in the room either. I mean, it's a changing population.
Absolutely. It changes all the time. And another thing I like to kind of mention is that when you're isolated at home and you start to feel that loneliness, that can actually lead to some health problems, you mm-hmm. know, depression or, you know, loneliness, anything like that. It has a severe effect sometimes on your health. And mm-hmm. so if you want to, you know, take a small step and do something healthy for you, then just getting out and talking to people and being a little bit active by going to play cards or coming to Daybreak or anything, whatever it is that interests you, whether that's joining a small group at your church, getting up, getting moving, getting less lonely mm-hmm. can help you help your health.
Well, yeah. Interaction with people, being active as far as even physically, just getting up and walking more than you would if you were inside the house, all of a sudden the health benefits start to add up for you.
And it's good. Yeah. And that's our overall mission. I mean, we want everyone to live happy, healthy, independent lives. And so that's what we want to talk about all the time is getting up, getting moving, being healthy, being happy, being around people, and making the most of all the time you have.
And you have so many opportunities. You talked about all the different, you know, the number of programs that are there. Probably no one individual is going to be active in all of them, but you probably will have several people who are taking advantage of, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. So it works out.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing about kind of how we have things structured. Yeah, I mean, it depends on where you might be. So one time, maybe you're just visiting us for physical therapy. Mm-hmm. Well, and then from that visit, you learn a little bit about elder care through our open house, and then you're interested in maybe the golden hour that happened once a month, and you come, and so you have an opportunity to meet people. From there, you know, maybe you branch out and you start taking trips with us at Golden Opportunities, or maybe it kind of ends there, but a month or two later, you realize, you know, I could really use someone to help me around the house. And you remember, oh, elder care has Brighter Living and they can do that. And so we build it so that maybe you don't take advantage of everything right then, right now, but we want to be a resource for you. And we want you to know exactly what we have and how to get a hold of it.
Well, and you got your, I mean, you're a great referral service as well. If somebody says, you know, I got this situation going on, you may or may not have, you know, have the immediate remedy for that. But because you are so plugged into other services in the community, it's very easy for you to say, hey, you know, call this number, see that person, go there, and they'll help you out a lot.
Absolutely. And that's something we try and pride ourselves on, because we know how frustrating it is when you're looking for something and you don't even know where to start. And you call someone, they're like, no, we have no idea what you're talking about. And we don't want to do that. And so we try to make an effort to have relationships and to have a list or a directory. And maybe we don't know the contact person there, but we definitely know the current phone number.
Yeah.
And so for sure, always give us a call. And if we don't know what it is, I'm sure we'll take your name and try and figure out exactly what you're looking for. We don't want anybody to go on a goose chase.
No.
If they don't have to.
Exactly. We will continue and give you an update on what else is coming up around the corner at Elder Care in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, and spending a little bit of time this morning with Jennifer Ennis from Elder Care. You can, of course, she mentioned the barbecue website, but again, abouteldercare.org if you just want to find out what else is going on. Better yet, stop by Monday morning and take a tour.
Absolutely, yes. First Monday of every month is our open house. Starts at 10 a.m. Stevie Williams, our community relations director, will talk with everyone about the programs, take a tour of the building. So it's a great time to come get plugged in. If you've never been in, or you haven't been in so long and you think, I remember something about something,
yeah,
and I can't remember what it is, well, then just stop by. We always have some kind of pastry and some coffee out, and we'd love to just talk to you, and if we have talked to you and hadn't seen you in a while, we'd love to see you again.
There you go.
Absolutely. So it's a great time to get to know us. Another couple things coming up here. Golden Opportunities, you know, just kind of started a new brochure. I know it's February, but we still have quite a bit of stuff going on.
Sure.
One, next week on Wednesday, Lisa Roll is going to come and teach what we're calling a meditation for healthy life. What it is, it's an hour-long class that's going to really talk about the stress that maybe happens after the holidays or everyday life. How do you handle that?
Mm-hmm.
How can it have an effect on you? Some daily techniques to use, and even a little bit of, you know, what is meditation if you choose to take that up, and how could you kind of go forth? So anybody can join that class. It's just $5 to come in. So you just give us a call, let us know. Another thing, in April, first part of April, we're going to head back to Bentonville, Arkansas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we haven't been there in, I don't know, almost 5 years now.
Yeah.
And so we're going to go see the new exhibits over at the Crystal Bridges Museum. You know, they have a new Lloyd Wright house.
Yes, exactly.
Absolutely. So we're going to take a tour of that. And then we're also going to go see what's called the Cooper Chapel, which is was actually made by someone who was friends with Frank Lloyd Wright. And so they kind of talked a little bit, and so that inspiration is somewhat there. And so it's kind of going to be a twofold thing there. And we'll see some of Sam Walton's favorite places in town. And it'll be a great time. We take a motor coach out there. We provide most, I think this one's three meals, so one meal's on your own. We provide three of them. And so if you're interested, we encourage you to sign up. Deadline's March 1st, because we got to get everything in order since it's the first part of April. But anybody 60 or older can come. You can go and stay in a room by yourself, or bring a friend. Or if you want me to find you a friend, I'll find you a friend. We can put you in a room together. So April 4th and 5th, you can just call and come to Bentonville with me.
There you go. Sounds like a great deal, an opportunity to just get out of town for 24 hours or so and eat in a different place, see different people, go different places.
Yeah, and then, you know, some other things we have going on. We like to offer some educational seminars throughout mm-hmm. the year, things that are free to the public but that are beneficial to you. And so one thing we're doing, it starts in March, but we're kind of starting to get the word out. It's called Healthy Brain, Healthy Mind. And it's actually going to be taught by the Oklahoma Healthy Aging Initiative.
Ah, okay.
And they're going to come in. It's a four-week class. Starts at 10 a.m. on those Wednesdays for 4 weeks. And you're going to have an opportunity to talk about, okay, how does your mind really affect your body, and how what you do affects your mind, and how if you can get those things in sync, how much better you can feel. And so it's going to be a great thing. You can call and sign up at any time. We can take you guys for it. And so, again, it's a free seminar. It's, let's see, every Wednesday at 10 a.m. from March 15th through April 5th. And so we've got it on the books. We're excited about it. And then also last year we did that technology training with the high school students.
That worked out great. You know, was it National Honor Society students or somebody coming in to kind of help with some of those, what to a student seemed like real easy technology stuff, but if you've never done it, you've never done it.
Yeah, the National Honor Society was great in helping the kids come over. And, you know, some people brought iPads, some people brought Android phones, some people brought laptops. You know, they had just some mm-hmm. questions that they just can't seem to figure out. And so if you're interested in something like that, we're taking names and numbers. We're going to try and get it organized again this spring. And so you can just call us and put your name on the list. Tell us what kind of device you have so we can make sure we have kids who know how to use those devices. And then when we get it scheduled, we'll call, get you an appointment. And so it's kind of a pre-reservation to the event, but we are going to get another one scheduled because we think it's a wonderful idea. If you have questions, we want to answer those specific questions, and Golden Opportunities can't always offer a class about that.
Right.
You know, they can offer it over Facebook, but maybe not, you know, how do I get wireless?
Well, everybody's got individual problems, questions. What works fine for Jennifer may not work fine for me, and we've got two different devices. So, you know, just, you know, let's solve individual problems. That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, so just give us a call. If you don't know our number and you have questions about any of the things we talk about, that's 918-336-8500. If you want to stop over for that open house and you have no idea where we're at, we're on 1223 Swan Drive. And
right.
So that's that road that kind of curves by Walmart, Green Country Village, and then we're right next door. Or if you're coming from Nowata,
turn at the tag office.
Turn at the tag office. Absolutely. Tag office cemetery right there. Come all the way down. You'll see us. We got a big green roof, so it's kind of hard to miss us here.
Yeah.
But we'd love to have you, and if you want to come ever and visit the building and you can't make it on one of those open houses, don't let that stop you. Come by anyways. A staff member would be more than happy to walk you around, tell you about what we have, try and give you all the information you want right there.
Might miss out on the pastries, but other than that, I think you're good.
That's true, but we always have coffee, you know, and Bill's Books is a nice little place that you can come in, grab a cup of coffee, mm-hmm. read some local resources, whether or not you're waiting for someone, that doesn't bother us. So we always have coffee out, so even if you come for a tour, I may not be able to find you a cookie or a pastry, but I can sure find you coffee.
There you go. Sounds like a great deal, and just meet the friendly people at Elder Care while you're waiting for whatever it is you're waiting for. But, you know, you talked about all the different programs, and sometimes just making a minor change in somebody's life, that educational program, the technology help, whatever it might be, all of a sudden that builds on something else and you're feeling better in very quick order. So it's good.
Yeah, absolutely. Just what we say is take control of your own life. You mm-hmm. know, if you're not happy where you are, if you find that leaving the house because walking is much more difficult, you're afraid of falling, get into physical therapy. That can significantly help. If you're unhappy with the way you're eating or the way you feel like you're sluggish, get into an exercise class with someone and get there. If you just hate sitting at home and watching TV all the time, come to Daybreak or go to Golden Hour, which is the fourth Thursday of every month, and meet new people. If you don't know how to read your Medicare statements that come in and you're confused, call us. We might have someone can sit down with you and say, okay, this is how you read this. This is what they're covering. This is what you do. So make a change, whatever it is. Get out and volunteer at your favorite organization. Donate to a place that you love and you want to support. Go see that friend. Bring her a cup of coffee. Go have breakfast. Just make a change because it will make all the difference.
Absolutely. And so again, Monday morning starting at 9:30?
Starts at 10.
Starts at 10. And take the tour. Meet some people. See what's going on. Elder Care can help you have a brighter life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's our community connection on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1. News on the way next from the ONN.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Hey, big announcement.